Louisiana Senator John Breaux is not seeking re-election. He made that announcement yesterday, which brings to 5 the number of Democratic senators from the South who are stepping aside. Breaux said he wants to spend more time with his family and think about his second career, and he says the decision to leave the Senate was not easy.
I got a lot of encouragement to stay, and from my party leaders, Tom Daschle and Harry Reid, but also from Bill Frist on the Republican side. It was all very encouraging about staying, but they also tempered it with the fact that they recognized that you had to do what's best for yourself and for your families.
With the 5 Democratic retirees in the Senate, all in the South, the party will have to defend now 5 seats, all in states that President Bush carried in 2000. Now, some political analysts are saying that the region, the South, is turning into something of a Bermuda Triangle for the Democrats. How do you see the South regarding 2004?
Well, I think the right type of candidates can win in the South, and I don't want to emphasize Louisiana, but the majority of all of our officials statewide are Democratic officials, as well as the House and the Senate, as well as the 2 United States senators, and now the new governor and lieutenant governor. So I think that it's a misnomer to say that Democrats cannot win in the South. If you have the right type of moderate mainstream Democrat in the other states in the South, that they can be successful. I think that's been the history of our states.
Beyond Louisiana, why does the National Democratic Party have such a difficult time getting traction in the South with Southern voters?
Well, I think because of the different emphasis on values and from a social standpoint, I think the South is clearly more conservative. I think from a national security standpoint, the South tends to be much more conservative than other parts of the country. But I still think that with a Democrat that has that type of strong national defense and strong on social values can be very successful in the South. I mean, Bill Clinton was a Democrat who was strongly supported by the Democrats' base of the party, and yet he was successful in my state of Louisiana. He was successful throughout the South.
Well, while the voters have yet to have their say, it does seem that for now Howard Dean is the leading candidate for the Democratic nomination. How do you think he'll play in the South?
I think he'll have a difficult time unless he can pick a running mate, if he should get the nomination, who gives him some balance on some of these issues. I think that you cannot ignore the social issues. I think he suggested that, well, we can agree to disagree on those issues and set them aside and look at other things. But, I mean, you can't really do that, I mean, because those are important issues to that part of the country.
You are viewed, really, from both sides of the aisle as a centrist Democrat. You enjoy strong relations with your fellow Democrats, but also with Republicans, and you were seen throughout your career, particularly in the later years, as a key negotiator when relationships between the two parties really did start to deteriorate. Who will step into that role now?
Well, hopefully somebody will be able to do that. I mean, I think, if anything, that I think that we've been successful at, it's been the ability to try and bring both sides together to try and find common ground on difficult issues. So I think there's an opportunity for a number of people, because I think that's how we make government work, by bringing both sides together. I mean, I've said before that the Congress should not be perceived to be like the Super Bowl, where you have to have one team that always will win and one team that will always lose. There's nothing wrong with both sides coming together, getting things done, and both sides having a victory for the people that we represent.
Sometimes when you make a decision to step away from something, you can look at it with a bit more clarity than when you were in the middle of it. You haven't stepped away yet, but as you look at the Senate now, are you at all concerned by what you see?
To a certain extent, yes. I think it has become more polarized because the political pundits push us to these positions. I mean, the people that advise the Democratic Party and advise the Republican Party start off by saying, what can we do to defeat the other side? What can we find wrong with their ideas and their suggestions? And I think both sides do that more than we should. And I think that that is occurring more now in the Senate than it was when I first got here. I mean, now we spend a great deal of our time, perhaps too much of our time, simply listening to the base alone. I think that's wrong. I mean, I think you have to protect the base of the party, but you also have to be able to move to the center and listen to independents as well.
Senator Breaux, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, thank you very much.
Senator John Breaux speaking to us about his experience in the Senate and his decision not to seek re-election in 2004.